Weapons are for the warriors. Welcome back to the program. Well, this one is directed at our women weekend warriors. If you get out on Saturdays and Sundays running, hitting the gym, or doing some other form of exercise, it's good for your heart, right? Well, heart disease is the number one killer of women, and unfortunately, warning signs aren't often as detected in female patients as they are in the guys. Pamela Rama, MD, is the medical director for the New Baptist Health's HeartWise for Women program. She's on the line to talk about what women should be aware of when they're working out. Dr. Rama, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I'm so happy to be here today.
And, you know, we think of breast cancer as the big fear factor for women, but what so many of us don't realize is that heart disease is a much bigger threat, health threat. Can you share with us the purpose of this new HeartWise for Women program at Baptist Health?
Well, we know that one in two women will develop heart disease in their lifetime, and the mortality rate from heart disease is actually up in women. The reason being is not, a lot of women don't realize that this is their number one health risk. They don't know what their risk factors are. So this HeartWise for Women hopefully will raise awareness among women about their risk factors and how to make changes in their lifestyle that can positively impact and reduce their risk for developing heart disease in the future.
And you think of risk factors as extra weight, smoking, right? Maybe family history, but there may be some other things that aren't as obvious.
Right. And one of the newer studies have shown that women in their reproductive years can have certain events that can predispose them for having heart disease in the future. For example, if you're the type of woman who doesn't have their menstruation regularly, you are actually have an increased risk of developing heart disease maybe 10 to 20 years later. People who were pregnant and develop what we call preeclampsia or high blood pressure and diabetes while they're pregnant, this also identifies a group of high-risk women.
Okay, interesting information. And isn't it true as well that if women are going into heart stress or even having a heart attack, they don't always recognize the signs, and sometimes even doctors don't either?
Absolutely. And that's the reason, one of the major reasons for the delay in the diagnosis in women. Although most women will present with what we call typical symptom, which is chest heaviness, right in the middle of the chest that occurs with exertion, there is a greater proportion of women who will present with what we call atypical symptom. In other words, the pain doesn't have to be in the chest. Sometimes you could have it in the jaw area. Sometimes it's not pain. They describe it as indigestion. And then you have other symptoms like fatigability or shortness of breath, dizziness, or nausea. This can be signs of a heart attack in women.
So what advice do you have for women who are out there trying to be fit, in particular for many women who perhaps they're sedentary all week, but then they get more active on the weekends?
Right. And what I'd advise to them is, you know, it's known that 150 minutes a week of exercise is very good for your heart. It reduces your blood pressure. It decreases your bad cholesterol and increases your good cholesterol. And so I would advise everyone to continue exercising because it is good for your heart. However, if you feel any symptoms or for some reason you are so fatigued or so tired that you're not able to do your usual exercise, that you may want to think about heart disease and seek medical attention at that point.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. She's Dr. Pamela Rama, the new medical director for Baptist Health's HeartWise for Women program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
And much more still ahead.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.